Welcome to the Refuge Podcast, where we cultivate our faith in the shelter of God's Word. I'm your host, Jennifer Elwood. Merry Christmas! If you're actually listening to this on Christmas Day, I hope that you have the most amazing day. And you know, I hesitated to record this a little bit because I thought, oh my gosh, who wants to listen to something on Christmas Day? But maybe you'll listen to it in the morning, in the evening, whenever, afterwards. I think it's important to look back on this month and receive the bonus gift of peace. So here's what I'm going to do with this chapter. I have like a little paragraph. I'm going to lay some worship recommendations on you, and then I am going to read all of the peace verses I have in here to contemplate with our contemplation music that we've been listening to all month, and then just give you some extra time and space after to process in the way that you would like with Jesus today. So we made it. Merry Christmas. I truly hope the illumination of Scripture each day this month brought you to a place of settled Christmas peace, our final gift from Scripture. I encourage you to engage in one last Christmas quietude using the scriptures provided below. So set aside some time today, or, you know, right now, and allow the peace of the Lord to flow over you. I have a worship playlist. If you haven't discovered it yet, it's actually in the show notes. And if you click the little link and put in your email, a whole bunch of several resources will be sent to you. And one of them is a link to a Spotify playlist. And it's all of the worship songs with some extra, mostly vintage type Christmas songs that you can enjoy today. And here is our prayer. Lord, we praise you for the gift of our Prince of Peace, Jesus. Thank you for sending our Son to us. We pray for peace over Christmas Day. Please help us to rest and delight in the gifts we receive from you this month. In your Son's name, amen. May the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace. Psalm 29:11. Great peace have those who love your law. Nothing can make them stumble. Psalm 119:165. For us, a child is born. To us, a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:6. You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts you. Isaiah 26:3. O Lord, you will ordain for peace for us, for you have indeed done for us all our works. Isaiah 26:12. For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Isaiah 55:12. Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. John 14:27. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world. John 16:33. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. Romans 15:13. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Colossians 3:15. Strive for peace with everyone, and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. Hebrews 12:14. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. Luke 2:13-14.